姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
教会这个信条的修订并不是什么新的东西。
It's nothing new that we are amending our faith statement this year.
我们只是盼望能够清楚地表达圣经如何看待婚姻。
In doing so, our hope is more clarity about how the Bible, what the Bible teaches about marriage.
过去我们教会这么教导，现在还是一样持续这样教导。婚姻呢，乃是一男一女在神面前的一个圣约。
The teaching given at this church has remained the same about marriage. There's one man, one woman in God.
所以你可以在这个单章里头可以看到增加的部分呢，乃是用斜体字下面又划线的那个是新增加的部分。
The part of the teaching that's been newly added is the underlined and italicized part on the insert.
再一次提醒大家，这是圣经的教导。
So one more reminder that what we have added on this is teaching coming from the Bible.
很可能不是这个社会，不是这个国家的看法。
It's very likely it's going to be different from the teaching from this society or even this country.
我鼓励你有这样子的一个把握，知道说圣经所教导的乃是神的心意，是你我在这地上生活的一个准则。
My encouragement for you is that you may be assured that what the Bible teaches is the principle from God. It's a principle by which we can live our daily life.
有一个人他做这样子的见证，他说呢，那一年我在美国的街头上流浪。
One man has given this testimony. He said, one year I was wandering around on the streets.
圣诞节那一天，我在一个快餐店的对面树下呢站了一个下午，抽掉了整整两包香烟。
On Christmas Day, I stood opposite a fast food restaurant. I smoked two packs of cigarettes standing underneath a tree.
街上的人不多，快餐店里头也 不像往常那么热闹。
There are not that many people on the streets. The restaurant was not crowded either.
我抽完了最后一根烟，看看满地这个的烟蒂，叹了一口气。
So I finished my cigarettes and looked at all the cigarette butts on the ground, let out a sigh.
天色渐渐暗了下来，路灯呢微微地张开了眼睛。
It was also getting dark. Street lights are only starting to light up.
那暗淡的灯光呢，让我心烦的，就好像我那暗淡的前途令人忧伤。
The lighting was kind of dim and annoying, just like my own future, which is also dim and depressing.
我的手呢插在我的外衣的口袋里，这里头的东西呢让我亢奋。
I put my hand in my jacket pocket. There's something in that pocket that strangely makes me kind of excited and jittery.
然后呢，我目不转睛地盯着呢那快要收工的快餐店。
I just fixed my eyes on that fast food restaurant, which is about to close.
就在呢，我向那个快餐店踏出第一步的时候呢，突然从旁边的街道呢走出一个小女孩。
And then I took the first step toward that fast food restaurant, and just at that moment.A little girl came out of a small side street.
她脸上那个天真的笑容，手里呢抱着一个芭比娃娃，蹦跳的朝我走过来。
She got that big innocent smile on her face and holding a Barbie doll in her hands, and then she was jumping and skipping toward me.
我有点意外，所以呢我收住了脚。
I was a bit surprised, so I stopped.
这小女孩呢？仰着头，深深地对我说，深深地对我微笑，并且甜甜地说：“叔叔，圣诞节快乐。”
The little girl lifted up her head, smiled at me with a big, sweet smile, and then said, "Merry Christmas, sir."
我猛然一愣，这些人年来呢，大家都把我给忘记了，没有人呢记得再给我一个温暖的圣诞节祝福。
I almost froze there because all these years, no one has bothered to remember me.I've never remember getting a Christmas wish from anyone.
你好，圣诞节快乐！我微笑地说。
And so I said to her with a smile, "Merry Christmas to you."
你能给我的孩子一个圣诞节礼物吗？小女孩呢，指着她手上的芭比娃娃。
Then the girl pointed to her Barbie doll and asked me, "Can you give my doll a little Christmas gift?"
好的，可是我什么东西也都没有，我感到很难为情。
Yes, I'd love to, but I'm sorry, I don't have anything to give. I felt very embarrassed.
我身上的除了口袋里头那个不能给别人的东西之外，我真的是一无所有。
And that was true. I had nothing on me other than that thing in my pocket, which cannot be given away.
你可以给她一个吻，亲吻啊。
But the girl persisted. But you can give her a kiss.
我亲吻了她的娃娃，并且呢，在小女孩的脸上呢，给她留下一个深深的一个亲吻。
So I kissed her Barbie doll, as well as I also kissed the little girl on the cheeks.
小女孩显得好快乐，她对我说呢，谢谢你叔叔，明天会更好，明天再见。
She was really happy and said, "Thank you, sir. Tomorrow will be much better. Bye bye."
我看着美丽的小女孩唱着歌，远远地走去。
Then I saw that little girl walking away, singing a song, singing a happy tune.
对着她的背影，我说：“是的，明天一定会好起来，明天一定会更好。”
Looking at her walking away, I told myself, "Yes, tomorrow will be better."
我离开了那个地方。
Then I left that place.
五年之后，我有一个温暖的家，妻子温柔良善，孩子呢活泼健康。
5 years after that, I was blessed with a happy family, a gentle and kind wife, and healthy and lively kids.
我呢在中国呢的一所大学里头教英文。
I was a teacher teaching English in a university in China.
学校的老师跟同学们呢都很尊重我，因为呢我能干，而且呢有自信。
My faculty colleagues and students respect, honor me, because I was capable as well as self-confident.
又到了圣诞节，在用餐之前的话，我闭上眼睛，默默的祷告。
Once again, it was a Christmas, and at the meal, I closed my eyes and gave thanks in my prayer.
祷告完之后，我的妻子问说呢，你向神感谢什么？
Afterwards, my wife asked me what I give my thanks for.
我说呢，我感谢神呢，送给我一个天使，一个改变我一生的小女孩。
My answer is that I thank God for giving me a little angel once, a little girl who has changed my life.
我对我的妻子说，你知道我是进过监狱的。
I told her, you know, I've been to prison before.
那是过去的事情了。妻子呢，看着我，眼里呢带着她的爱。
My wife looked at me.Her eyes full of love, but that was in the past.
是的，那是过去的事情。但是呢，当我从监狱出来的时候呢，我的生活也就全完了。
Yes, that was in the past. But after I got out of prison, my entire life was turned upside down.
我找不到工作，谁都不愿意跟一个坐过牢的、犯过罪的人一起共事。
Couldn't get a job. No one wanted to work with an ex-felony.
连我以前的朋友呢，也不再信任我了。
Former friends no longer trust me.
他们呢躲着我，而且呢没有人给我任何的安慰，没有人给我任何的帮助。
They avoid me, and I get no comfort or encouragement from any place.
我开始对生活绝望，我疯狂的想要的报复这个冷漠的世界。
I grew hopeless, and then began to obsess with revenging this world for its coldness and heartlessness.
那天是圣诞节。我准备好了一把枪，藏在我的外衣的口袋里。
And that, on that Christmas day, I put a gun in my coat pocket.
在一家快餐店的对面呢，等寻找下手的时机，我想冲进去呢，抢店里所有的钱。
I was standing opposite that restaurant, looking for an opportunity to go in there and rob all the cash.
妻子睁大眼睛说：“杰克，你疯了啊！”
My wife had her eyes wide open. Jack, you must be crazy.
我是疯了。我想了一个下午，最多不过呢，再被抓进去关到监狱里头。
Yes, I was crazy, but I thought the whole afternoon, well, the worst could happen to me is to get thrown into prison again.
在那里，我和其他人一样，大家都平等。
In prison, I'm equal with all the other inmates.
后来怎么样呢？妻子呢，很紧张地问。
So my wife asked me very nervously, then what happened after that?
接下来我就对妻子呢讲那个故事。
Then I told her that story.
小女孩的祝福让我感到温暖。我走出监狱以来呢，从来没有人给我像她那样子温暖的祝福。
That Christmas blessing from the little girl brought me warmth and gave me hope once again.
你知道吗？是什么改变了我的生命吗？
Do you know what it is that changed my life?
小女孩对我说：“明天会更好。”
It was what she said about tomorrow will be better.
感谢她告诉我说呢，生活还是会继续，明天呢还会更好。
I am grateful that she told me that life is still going on, continuing, and tomorrow will be better.
以后遇到困难或无助的时候，我会告诉我自己，明天会更好。
So in the future, when I run into problems and difficulties, I can tell myself that tomorrow may indeed be better.
后来我认识你的父亲，他建议了我去做一位教师。
Then I got to know your father, and he suggested that I go be a teacher at a school.
接下来的事情你都知道了。
And then after that, you know what happened.
但是呢，就是那个小女孩呢，她改变了我的一生。
But what changed my life around was that word from that little girl.
你我领受了属天祝福的基督门徒，不当也成为别人的祝福吗？
So today, for you and me, Christians here who have received blessings from God, shouldn't we also become sources of blessings to others?
怎么能够成为别人的祝福呢？
But then how can we be blessings for others?
我们知道世人，世上的人呢，是拿拿拿，不太愿意给。
We know people of this world only love grabbing things from others. They don't really care much about giving to others.
他们呢，挑那个简单的，挑那个呢，有利于自己的，远远离开那个复杂的，需要牺牲的。
They choose what's simple, what's profitable to themselves, and they avoid complexity, and they try to avoid profiting others.
那我们怎么样去脱离世界这样子一个自私自利的捆绑，能够成为别人的祝福呢？
So this selfishness, this idea of profiting self, how can we free ourselves from that and then become blessings to others?
好不好？我们一起来读雅各书。第五章十二到第十六节用中文读，然后呢再用英文读十七到二十节。
Why don't we read? Turn to the book of James, chapter 5, and read verses from 12 to 15 Chinese and the following verses in English.
来，我们一起来读。我的弟兄们，最要紧的是不可起誓，不可指着天起誓，也不可指着地起誓，无论何事都不可起。你们说话是就说是，不是就说不是，免得你们落在审判之下。你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。你们中间有病的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。出于信心的祈祷要救那病人，主必叫他起来。他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Let's read in English. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain.And the earth produced its crops. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring him back, remember this: whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins.
第十二节，我的弟兄们，最要紧的是不可起誓。
Verse 12 says.Brothers, but above all, my brothers, do not swear.
这里呢已经是这个雅各书信的一个结尾，也是呢这个雅各书的一个最后的一个主日信息。
So we're coming to the last part of James, and today's sermon will be the last sermon on the book of James.
下一次我们在碰面的时候，在联合主日崇拜的时候，我们会讲雅各彼得前书。
At our next joint service, we'll be talking about First Peter.
那我们想说全本这雅各书里头一共有五章，我们用了十二个主日来听这个信息，难道不可起誓是最要紧的吗？
So we've been spending about 12 sermons on 5 chapters of this book, and now we're reading from James that above all, do not swear. Does this mean that not swearing is then the most important thing we can learn?
难道不可起誓比一章二十二节要行道不要单单听道还重要吗？
Could it be that not swearing is more important than doing what the word says?
难道会比二章八节说要遵守要爱人如己的诫命还重要吗？
Or more important than the principle taught in chapter 2 about loving others as yourself?
比四章六节在基督里顺服神的顺服在神的恩典中还重要吗？
Or more important than the teaching chapter 4 about submitting under God's mighty hand.
还有我们上一次的信息，在试炼磨难当中，我们要忍耐，要有盼望，要有确信，比这些都还重要吗？
And also remember what we learned last time about being patient and persevere under trials.
我想我们都会同意说，不可起誓，它的重要性呢，不应该超过这些。
So I think we can all agree that the importance of not swearing may or may not exceed that of the other teachings we have.
第十二节他这里说呢，最要紧的这个词呢，也可以翻译成最后或者是末了，也就是呢一个书信它结束的一个开始。
So this phrase above all in chapter two, in verse 12 can also be rendered as finally or at last.
就好像呢，在听主日信息的时候，当我说到最后，我们就知道呢，要进入结尾了。
So it's kind of like when I pray, when I say finally, you know I'm getting to the end of my message.
这时候呢，在打瞌睡的话，大概就可以醒过来。
So if you happen to be taking a nap, that's the time to wake up from.
你要准备要结束之后要走的人，你就可以打理一下你身边的东西了。
Because you can start getting packed up and then go perhaps to do other things after sermon.
你也准备要找人讲话的话，你就看看要找谁要讲话，要讲什么东西的。
If you need to chat and socialize, that'd be the time to look for the person you can talk with.
这是一个书信，它不是一个长篇小说，所以呢，就这么。重要的才会写进去。
In other words, we are reading an epistle, a letter. It's not a long novel that covers every single subject in heaven.
为什么把不可启示纳入到最后的结语呢？
So then, why does James put this teaching about not swearing toward the end of his letter?
我们对不可启示，我们的理解跟作者他所要表达的是相同的意思吗？
Do we have the same understanding about not swearing as what James is teaching here.
那这不可启示它背后的意义是什么呢？
So what is the meaning and significance behind this teaching about not swearing?
我们往下读，不可指着天启示，也不可指着地启示，无论何事都不可启。
So we read that do not swear by heaven or by earth or by anything else.
那我们想说，神他自己不也启示吗？那为什么他启示就禁止我们启示呢？
But then do we not remember that God himself swore? Then if he can swear, why can't we do that as well?
我们看看神他启示的时候他的态度是什么、希伯来书六章十三节，当初神应许亚伯拉罕的时候，因为没有比自己更大的可以指着启示，就指着自己启示说。
But look at how Godswore in Hebrews 6:13 when God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself.
神启示就是要来表达说呢，他所承诺的必定要成就，而且呢是用一个严肃的心态呢来对待他所应许的。
His swearing is to heighten the certainty of his promise, is to make the occasion of promiseMore solemn.
旧约里头并不禁止启，旧约里头不禁止启示，但是呢，严格要求人，利未记十九章十二节，不可指着我的名起假誓，亵渎你神的名，我是耶和华。
There is no prohibition against swearing in the Old Testament, but the book does impose a very high standard about swearing, such as in Leviticus 19:12.Do not swear falsely by my name, and so profane the name of your God. I am the Lord.
所以呢，我们以神为一个模范，启示的目的呢，就是要增强自己所说的真实性，没有半句虚假。
So following the example of God, swearing is meant to increase the truthfulness of your statement or your promise.
或者是增强我们自己呢，答应所要做的事情的确定性，说到做到。
Or to heighten that certainty of whatever you have promised in that you will do what you say.
同时，利未记的这样子的记载也透露出人的邪恶，人的软弱。
At the same time, from the verse in Leviticus, we also get a hint, an indication that swearing presupposes that man is weak,And he is wicked.
人利用启示要来隐藏，要来误导，要来欺骗周围的人。
That oftentimes when he swears, he's really trying to cover up, to deceive, or manipulate others.
历世历代有太多的人呢，用启示呢来达到自己那种隐藏的目的。
There are innumerable examples of doing this down through the ages.
以至于呢，在新约的时候，耶稣教导马太福音第五章三十四节，只是我告诉你们，什么事都不可起。
And that's why we have teaching from Jesus in Matthew. But I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne.
我会继续往下读第三十七节，大家呢跟着我看中文跟英文来。只是我启示告诉你们，什么事都不可起，不可指着天起誓，因为天是神的宝座；不可指着地起誓，因为地是他的脚凳；也不可指着耶路撒冷起誓，因为耶路撒冷是大军的京城。也不可指着你的头起誓，因你不能使一根头发变黑变白了。第三十七，你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是，若再多说，就是出于那恶者。因此呢，我们可以有把握的说呢，雅各的教导呢，乃是承传于耶稣的教导。
So we can be sure that the teaching of James here.Is a direct transmission of Jesus' teaching.
所以呢，在第十二节最后，他说：“你们说话是就说是，不是就说不是，免得你们落在审判之下。”
Verse 12, let your yes be yes, and your no no, or you will be condemned.
记不记得雅各他的书信是写给谁的？
Do you remember who James wrote to?
是写给基督门徒，是写给新人的。
Christians, new creations.
简单的是或不是就够了，不需要用启示来支持。
For them, it ought to be enough to just simply say yes or no. No other kind of promise or swearing is necessary.
我们当中可能有些人会马上想到，那是不是禁止所有的启示呢？也包括在法庭里的启示。
Some of us here may immediately ask this question: Does this mean all swearing is not allowed?Even swearing a testimony at the court of law?
法庭里头的启示是被要求的，是表明说呢，我们会说实话，会做真实的见证。
In a court, swearing is something required by law. That is to promise that what you state is true and is correct.
但是呢，在今天的上下文里头呢，这个法庭里的启示呢，不在这个禁止范围里头，而是呢，针对那种自愿自发的启示。
But our context in our text today here tells us that the swearing here, that is the swearing that's prohibited here, is a kind of a swearing that you do voluntarily, not the type required at the court of law.
为什么我们要自愿自发的启示呢？
So then why do we voluntarily swear something?
我们要确保自己呢所证实的，或者是我们所承诺的是真实的。
Because we want to ensure what we say or testify.It's true.
当然，我们现代人呢还不太流行启示的。但是这一节呢，真正要强调的是说呢，我们能够活出一个新造人的诚信。
Modern people are not really into swearing, but the real point here is that in living our daily life, we must have integrity and truthfulness to what we say and do.
我们所说的是可信的，就好像呢在。在这个文件上面的签了名是有法律上的效力，是完整的。
The point is to make what we say trustworthy, just like signing your signature on a legal document to testify that what's stated is true.
但是，你有没有听过你的同学说 "I promise, I promise, I swear"?
But have you ever heard classmates swear to you?Saying, I promise or I swear.
你的感受如何？
How do you feel when you hear that?
或者是你听到你自己的孩子说呢？哎呦，我起誓，我保证。
Or have you heard from your own kids, your own children saying, I swear, I promise.
你的感受如何？
And then what? How do you feel?
我们大概都知道，他们这么讲的时候的话，我们知道呢，他们会失败，他们不会守信的。
I think parents all know that even if they make promises, they will break it. They may not be able to do what they say.
但是呢，我们愿意给恩典，我们包容他们。
Still in grace, we do accept that.
但是呢，我要问的是，我们是不是常常说，或心里常常说，哎，我岂是我保证的人？
But my question for you, for us here, is that in our hearts, Are we the kind of people who often say, I swear or I promise?
大人可能很少说我保证我起誓是这样子的话。
Adults may do this, not seldom.
但是多少时候我们向我们的配偶向我们的家人讲同意的事情我们却没有去做呢？
But how often we promise something to our spouses, our relatives and friends, but fail to carry that out?
我们声明说呢，我们有一个新的家规，如果你没有这样做的话呢，会有怎么样的处罚？
We declare that there's going to be a new family rule. The violation will carry penalties.
但是呢，我们却没有行动，当然孩子呢心里好高兴。
But we do nothing when violation does occur, so kids are very happy about that.
我们的同意说呢，我要买什么东西，我们要去哪里玩，我们要做什么事情，结果呢，我们却食言了，孩子呢很失望。
So we kind of promise them, we're going to take a family vacation, we're going to go visit or that place, make the kids excited and expectant, but then we disappoint them by not doing that, what we said.
为什么别人看为说这是一个食言，这是一个没有诚信，但是我们自己呢，却不认为说是大不了的事情。
Why is it that when we see others breaking their promises, we think that's just not really a serious matter, that could be a serious matter, but when we ourselves break our own promises, we tend to kind of ignore it and take it lightly.
因为呢，我们食言的时候呢，我们觉得这个这样做很方便、很简单，而且对自己有好处。
Because breaking a promise can be very convenient for us to do, or can let us off a hook, or even bring us some goods and benefits.
所以我们根本不需要去牺牲什么，也不需要去麻烦自己的。
So we do not need to make any sacrifices or bring any inconvenience to us.
这就是呢世界的价值观，一个自私自利的价值观，一个以自我为中心来做考量，来做决定。
Such is the world's value, selfish, self-centered, thinking only of their own benefits.
根据这本书，有些人已经读过呢，《爱与理智》的研究说呢，这个父母没有诚信的话呢，孩子是没有安全感的。
This book, I think many of us have read already about love and logic, parenting with love and logic. One teaching here is that if parents are not faithful in their promises, children become irresponsible.
没有安全感。
They will not have a sense of safety.
所以呢，他们呢会就会跟父母呢来一个权力斗争。
They may get into a power struggle with their parents.
因为他们想说你们大人不可靠，那你既然不可靠，那你就要听我的意见了。
They think in their hearts that you're not dependable. So if you're not dependable, then you need to listen to me, my opinion.
即使一岁的婴孩，他已经会这样子做了。
Infants of 1 year old, they know how to do this instinctively.
这样子的孩子的话呢，他也没有责任心，因为他们想说，你们大人不负责任，我干嘛负责任？反正呢，大人会收拾残局的。
Children may also lack responsibility. They think, well, if you are not responsible, why should I be responsible? Adults will pick up my mess anyways.
所以呢，他们就不会思考，他们就缺乏自制心，因为他不知道说为什么做或为什么不做。
They also may fail to develop independent thinking.They do not know why or why not to do something.
如果父母不在身边的话，他们听谁？他们就听自己的同学了。
If they don't have their parents with them, who are they going to listen to? Maybe their friends and classmates.
通常我们怎么对待这样子没有诚信的人？
How do we treat this kind of faithless people who break their promises?
当然我不是说那一种他一次或两次忘记了或是疏忽了，而是呢已经太多次经验了，已经呢事情已经证明说呢这个人呢是不可靠是不可信的了。
I don't mean people who maybe once or twice forgot or failed to do what they say, but those habitual breakers of their promises regularly not doing what they say.
当然在基督里我们呢仍然接纳他们。
Of course, to these people, we still accept them in Christ.
但是呢，即使这些人他们有能力，他们有才干，甚至于呢，要做的事情呢，不需要任何的技能，我们大概呢也不会去找这些人帮忙，或者是给他们任务。
But I think, for this kind of people, we perhaps will not go to them to ask for help or seek assistance, no matter how skilled, capable they are.
甚至包括教会里头的事情。
And this can also include service at the church.
如果没有机会的话，如果没有这样机会来服侍的话，我们怎么能够成为别人的祝福呢？
So if we do not take up this kind of opportunity to serve others at the church, how can we possibly be blessings toward others?
孩子有困难的时候却不愿意向父母开口，因为呢父母没有诚信，那我们做父母的怎么成为孩子的祝福呢？
How can children go to their parents and ask for help if their parents are not trustworthy?
弟兄姐妹有需要却不向你我开口，因为呢我们自己是一个没有诚信的人，那我们怎么可以成为他们的祝福呢？
Other brothers and sisters may run into difficulty, but they will not come to us asking for help because they know we're not trustworthy.
第十二节说，你们说话是就说是，不是就说不是，是一个诚信人的一个生活方式。
So the teaching in verse 12 about letting our yes be yes and our no be noteaches that such should be the way we live our life by.
一个诚信的人，他有诚信的人，他不仅仅可以成为别人的祝福，也不至于落到神的审判之下。
Person of integrity, trustworthiness, can not only become a blessing to others, but also they can avoid falling under the judgment of God.
所以呢，雅各对基督门徒说呢，活出诚信的新人的生活方式。
So the word of James to Christians is,Live out a life of integrity and under God.
脱离这个世界这种自由自私捆绑的生活方式。
And free ourselves from the bondage of this world, the selfishness, the self-centeredness of the worldly value and lifestyle.
你愿不愿意？你想不想成为别人的祝福？
Do you want to be a blessing to others?
如果你愿意，你想要的话，我们先活出那个新造的人的诚信。
If you are, first thing to do is to live out that new life as a new creation of God.
那么，是不是还有其他的方法可以成为别人的祝福呢？
Are there other ways to be a blessing?
如果用启示来掩盖，是一个没有诚信的一个坏的说话。一个是一个坏的话语，或者是一个不好的说话的方式跟内容的话。
If we use revelation as a cover-up for deceit or manipulation,
是一个不好的说话方式。
That our way of speaking is not good.
那么什么是好的话语？什么是好？什么是祝福别人的说话方式和内容呢？
What is a good way to speak, to utter statements, and to be a blessing toward others?
第十三节，你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。
This way, in verse 13, is anyone of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise.
我们知道这个雅各书的收信人跟其他基督徒一样，他们在一章二节是落在百般的试炼中。
We know James' audience are those kind of people who have fallen under various trials.
而且呢，他们就是有钱的人呢，有钱的同胞呢，欺压那些贫穷的同胞，就好像五章四节说呢，工人给你们收割庄稼，你们亏欠他们的工钱。
Their richer countrymen oppress them and fail to provide them the wages that they earn by plowing their fields.
面对这样子的一个经济不公平、社会不公平的时候，我们该怎么回应呢？
So what should our response be when we face socioeconomic injustice?
第十三节说，他就该祷告，向神祷告。
Verse 13 says he should pray.
祷告什么呢？
What's to pray for?
我们的直觉反应可是说呢，祷告呢，把那个问题，把那个难处呢，把它挪掉，把它清除掉。
Immediate reaction on our part is what to pray that this difficulty or injustice or oppression may be moved away.
但是雅各的教导是怎么样
？But what is James teaching here?
我来读五章七节跟第八节。
Let's read verse 5, 7, and 8.
五章七节跟八节。来，弟兄们，你们要忍耐，直到主来。看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨、春雨， 第八节，你们也当忍耐，坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。在试炼磨难当中，用一个正确的心态，从神的角度去看过去，看现在，看未来。
So when we're in the midst of trials, tribulations, we need to look at them from God's perspective with endurance and with patience.
在试炼磨难当中呢，我们信心坚固，我们忍耐等候。
And let's strengthen our faith, wait and hope.
这里头有一个背后是有一个心态是这样子的，是一个谦卑自己，知道说自己是有限的。
Behind such an attitude is a knowledge, a realization that we are weak, that we need to humble ourselves before God.
而且呢，我们知道呢，神呢是全能掌管的。
And also the knowledge that God is omnipotent and He cares about us deeply.
一般人的反应是什么？一般人的反应是呢，我不能等，我不可以等。这个也是不能等，不可以等，也是一种捆绑。
The normal reaction is, I cannot wait, or I cannot just sit around and do nothing, because that reaction is actually a bondage.
然后呢，自己呢就去动脑，自己就动手呢，去要去解决。
Then we rush into activity to seek a solution.
但是圣经却说第十三节，忍耐等候祷告。
But what the Bible says in verse 13 here, it says he should pray, he should wait and hope in God.
那么下半段说呢，有喜乐的，是不是就指那些的问题难处已经拿掉了，已经没有的呢
？Second part of verse 13 about those who are happy, is this referring to those people whose problems are solved, whose trials and tribulations have been removed?
有喜乐这个字呢，只出现在《使徒行传》第二十七章两次，都是指同一个事件。
This word happy, occurs only twice. The other place is in Book of Acts 27:22.
在二十七章二十二节，他说呢，现在我还劝你们。放心是同一个字，你们的性命一个也不失上，唯独失上这船。
Where it says, "But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost, only the ship will be destroyed."
在苦难中，在船难当中，能放心，能有喜乐。
Point here is, in the middle of a suffering and tribulation, we can have a heart of assurance, and we can stable our heart and spirit.
在苦难第十三节，在苦难中能够持续有喜乐的，他就该歌颂，向谁歌颂呢？持续向神歌颂。
So what the verse 13 is really saying here is those of you who can still rejoice and be happy in the middle of a trouble, then you can sing songs of praise.
在苦难当中仍旧向神祷告，仍旧喜乐的向神歌颂的人，是不是能够成为别人的祝福？
For those of people who can endure and yet rejoice and also sing praises to God, even though they are in the middle of suffering, these people, can they become blessings to others?
Oh, 是的，我渴望，我自己很渴望跟这样子的人同在，时时的同在。
They certainly are. And I really hope, that I can spend all the days of my life to be with such kind of people.
而且呢，我们会众里头确实有这样子的人。
And also, in our midst, sitting here, we have people who are like this.
同时呢，我也更盼望我自己呢，能够活出这样子的生命，来成为别人的祝福。
And my hope for myself is that I can continue to live out this kind of a life and thereby bless others.
那在面对社会或者是经济的不公平的情况之下，要祷告，是不是还有其他的情景是需要祷告的呢？
So we should pray when we face unfairness, injustice from society, from our economy. Are there any other things we can do?
第十四节，你们中间有病的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。
The next verse, verse 14, is any one of you sick, he should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord.
为病人抹油只出现在马可福音第六章十三节。
This practice of anointing the sick with oil, only occurs in one other place in Mark 6:13.
在第十四节，他特别提到说，不是自己祷告，而是呢请教会的长老，也就包括传道人来祷告。
Verse 14 especially points out that the sick need to call the elders of the church to pray over them and not to, it's not about them praying for their own illness.
那我们会想说用墨用油抹的作用是什么呢？
So of course we will ask, what's the purpose? What's the function of anointing the sick people?
我做了一些研究，知道发现说这里呢没有任何的医疗果效，但是呢却有一个象征性的意义在里头。
My study shows that anointing here has no medical purpose or property to it, but rather it's a symbolic act.
就好像出埃及记四章十五节，用油膏抹亚伦的支派，把他们分别出来来承受祭司的职分一样。
It's kind of like what's in the book of Exodus, that God, that the Levitic tribe were anointed as a sign of being separated and made holy unto God.
第十四节，长老用油抹病人，就是要把病人呢分别出来，来承受神特别的关怀跟照顾。
So the anointing here of the sick by the church elders is a sign of selecting them or making them holy and separating them out.
重点不是在抹油，因为呢，抹油祷告呢，在新约里头只有在这里出现过一次而已。
The emphasis is not on anointing or the oil, but rather it's on that consecration.
因为呢，许多没有抹油，却借着祷告而能够得到医治的，在新约里头呢，记载的很多。
Because we see many examples in the New Testament of people being healed, even though without being anointed with oil.
重点在祷告，第十五节，出于信心的祈祷，要救那病人，主必叫他起来，从病床上起来。
So the emphasis is on prayer, as in verse 15, where it says, "And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up."
Okay, 什么叫做出于信心的祷告？
What does it mean to that prayer offered in faith?
祷告，但是呢，并没有好，或者是马上好，就表示说呢，长老没有信心吗？
If a prayer is offered, and yet the sickness is not cured, does that mean that this prayer offered by the elders of the church has no faith in it?
我想我们的长老可能要开始流汗了，要擦汗。
If so, I think all the elders in our church will start sweating pretty soon.
我们当中的李长老他是医生，他就不知道该怎么扮演他医生的角色。
And one of our church elders here, Dr. Lee, is a medical doctor, and he will be getting pretty nervous and no longer know what to do about this whole thing about anointing.
使徒保罗他有没有信心？
Does the apostle Paul have faith?
他的信心是不是很大？
Of course, he has great faith.
但是为什么呢？保罗没有为提摩太四章二十节病了的那个特罗菲摩祷告，而是呢把他留在米利都。
But then why was it that it was recorded in 2 Timothy that he, that is Paul, left this person Trophimus sick in Miletus?
因为呢，保罗不认为他的信心呢可以决定一切，他不认为呢他的信心呢可以成就医治。
Because Paul did not believe that his faith in and of itself can cure every sickness or solve every problem.
圣经告诉我们，医治是神的工作，什么时候医治是神的旨意，如何医治是神的主权。
The Bible teaches that healing is God's work, is his sovereignty.In terms of how he heals, when, where, and how.
我的祷告经验是呢，我也不知道神是不是会医治你，我也不知道神什么时候会如何来医治你。有的人呢，很快就好了；有的人呢，很慢才好；有的人呢，到现在还没有好。
My own experience with praying for other sick people is that I do not know when you may or may not be healed, and if you are healed, when, where, and how.
神如果不让人知道的话，人就没有办法知道。
If God chooses to withhold such knowledge from us, then man cannot know this.
但是呢，你偶尔会听到一些见证说呢，神让他很明确的知道说呢，这样子这个医治呢，祷告医治呢会成就。
Once in a while, however, you hear testimonies saying someone, after praying, feels absolutely assured that that prayer will cause, will lead to a healing.
有这样子领受的，就是第十五节所说的，出于信心的祷告，主必叫他叫那个病人起来。
This kind of people is what's described in our next verse, 5:15. Prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up.
最后第十五节说呢，十五节最后说呢，他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。
And then, if he has sinned, he will be forgiven.
不是所有的生病都是因为罪犯罪引起的，也不是所有犯罪的都会呢生病。
Not all sicknesses are caused by sin.Nor does every sin lead to a sickness.
但是呢，这两者呢有很亲密的关系。
Yet these two are very closely related.
就好像马可福音第二章五节，耶稣对那个被四个朋友这个抬来的摊子说呢：“小子，你的罪赦了。”
As in Mark 2:15, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
所以呢，回到第十五节，雅各是在鼓励，面对鼓励这个病犯呢，他要去面对自己可能有的属灵问题，若犯了罪。
So James' encouragement for the sick person here in verse 15 is that if he sins, he will be forgiven.
所以犯罪不仅仅是道德的问题，犯罪呢更是呢属灵出了问题。
Sin is not just a moral inadequacy, but rather a spiritual problem.
你知道神的心意是神是迫切的要赦免人的罪，人只要一认罪悔改，就必蒙神的赦免。
What God's will is that He earnestly wants to forgive sinners. As long as they are willing to repent, He is eager to forgive them.
所以呢，重点不是神会不会赦免，神呢是巴的。巴不得赦免，叫人呢不受罪的辖制，受罪的影响。
So the emphasis here is not whether or not God will forgive them or not, but rather that God is always eager, always happy and quick to forgive.
问题是呢，我们是不是愿意认罪悔改
？Problem is, are we or are we not willing to repent?
那是不是生病的时候只能找长老来祷告呢？
Does it mean here that when you get sick, the only person you should go see is an elder of the church?
我们带着第十五节的认知，第十六节，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。
So let's not forget the teaching of verse 15, and then being mindful of what's taught there, take a look at the verse 16, where it says, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other."So that you may be healed.
所以医治的能力不是在长老，而是在祷告。
So the power to heal does not lie with a church elder, but rather with a prayer in faith.
医治的祷告也不在于祷告这个动作，或者是祷告的内容，而是呢，我们祷告的对象神。
A prayer of healing does not depend upon the act of prayer itself.Or even the content of that prayer, but rather the object to which we direct our prayer.
所以呢，我们不走极端，我们不说呢，我只祷告，我们不找神，因为呢，神也会透过现在的医药来做医治的工作。
So let's avoid extremes. Let's not refuse to go see a doctor or take medicine when we get sick.
所以呢，同时呢，我们也需要知道说呢，医药能不是医药可以解决所有的病的，因为呢，主权是在神的手里。
God does use doctors and medicine to heal. At the same time, we also know that medicine and doctors are not all powerful. They cannot solve all sicknesses and diseases.
不是说呢，神没有医治，或者是神没有马上医治呢，就表示神不爱惜我们，不关心我们。
If God does not immediately heal a sick person, that does not mean God does not love them.
我们可能有这个疑问，但是这个疑问的解答呢，是在约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人爱到一个什么样的地步，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Sometimes we may indeed have this confusion or question or doubt in our mind And the solution to that, the answer to that question lies in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神已经把他那个最宝贵的、最宝贵的独生子耶稣给了人，怎么说呢？神不爱惜、不关心我们呢？
How can we say that God does not love us, does not care about us, when he has already given us what's most precious to him, that is his one and only begotten son?
你愿不愿意？你想不想成为别人的祝福？借着祷告来为他人守望。
So are you, if you are willing to bless others, to be a blessing to others, then you can pray for them, watch over them in prayer.
我们很多人，我们可能当中很多人呢，低估了这个祷告的能力的果效。
Many of us may underestimate the efficacy of prayer.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为呢，我们祷告之后，发现了没有照自己的意思成就，我们就说这祷告没有用。
Because we pray, and then after we pray, we do not see the fulfillment of what we prayed that measures up to our own hopes and expectations.
那问题出在哪里？
But then where does the problem lie?
第十六节后半段说，一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Second part of verse 16 says, the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
谁是义人？你我是不是义人？
Who is a righteous man? Are you or me? Are we righteous people?
是不是长老的灵命比较成熟，他才是义人？
Are the elders who are more mature in a spiritual walk, are they righteous people?
我在克利夫兰，俄亥俄州克利夫兰，在参加他们那边的留学生团契的时候。
When I took a part of an international student fellowship in Cleveland, Ohio,
我们那有一年冬天呢，我们有大概十个人左右呢，我们一起去到芝加哥参加一个冬令会。
We had a winter's retreat once in Chicago. About 10 of us went to that meeting.
到了场会场之后呢，我们有一位弟兄呢，他就生病了，他就躺在床上，晚上的。这个晚上的这个聚会呢，他就没有办法参加。
One of our group got sick in Chicago at the site of conference, so he couldn't go to that meeting in the evening.
所以呢，我们这些留学生呢，就围在他的床边呢，为他祷告。
So the rest of us international students kind of surrounded him around his bed, and we prayed for him.
我们的辅导他做最后的祷告。
Our mentor, our director, finished that.
哇，他的祷告呢，我觉得很有力量。
What a powerful prayer he gave！
哎，第二天早上呢，这位弟兄呢，哎，他就好了，他就起来跟着我们一起参加聚会了。
The next morning, guess what? That person he got healed, and he was well, and then he went join our meeting.
那时候我刚刚信主没大概一年两年。
I was then only a new believer, about a year or two then.
那时候我就看着圣经，一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的，就是他。
And then I happened to have read this verse. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. And immediately, I identified that person who prayed as the righteous man.
现在我才知道是错误的。
Now I realize my idea was incorrect.
因为第十六节上半段说呢，你们要。
How do I know this? Because the first part of verse 16 says, it has this command,Confess your sins to each other.
所以呢，义人是指所有信耶稣基督的，是那个神看在耶稣基督里，那个我们的罪被赦免了，我们是圣洁的。
Therefore, the righteous people here are those who are believers, who are Christians already.
我们在耶稣基督里，我们是因信称义，是义人了。
In Christ, we are made righteous through faith.
你我新人，我们的祷告所发的力量是大有功效的。
As new creation, our prayer is powerful and effective.
怎么样的大有功效呢？
In what way are our prayers powerful?
第十七节，以利亚强调与我们是一样性情的人，他恳求祷告，求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。
In this manner, it's kind of like this. That is.In the next verse, verse 17, about Elijah, who was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and did not rain on the land for 3.5 years.
这个事件呢是记载在立位记列王记上第十七跟第十八章。
This was recorded in First Kings, about the Elijah.
是神呢透过以利亚宣告说呢，他要神要借着旱灾来刑罚以色列王亚哈以及呢以色列人他们的拜偶像。
There God used Elijah to warn the king of the king Ahab that a drought is coming as a penalty for their sins and faithlessness.
然后呢，我们知道耶和华神呢在弥迦山上面呢彰显他的大能跟荣耀。
We then know from that book that God manifested His power and glory on the hill of Carmel.
之后第十八节，以利亚他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
After that happened, then Elijah again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops.
有一个人，他是他一天早上呢，他是第一个抵达他所工作的那个高科技的公司。
One day, a man arrived at his high-tech firm. He was the first person to get there.
他接了一个电话。
Picked up a phone call.
当打电话的人问说呢，要询问有关一些安装工程的时候的话呢，这个人解释说呢，对不起，现在呢不是正常的营业时间。
So the person on the other side of the line asked a question about field engineering, and so this man said, "Oh, sorry, it's not regular business hour now."
但是呢，如果有什么事情我能够帮得上忙的话呢，我会帮你的。
But if you need help, I will be happy to help you.
所以那个打电话的人问说呢，那你是在做什么工作的呢？
So then the caller asked the question, "What is it that you do in this company?"
这个人回答说呢，我是公司的总裁。
And he said, "I'm the CEO."
对方呢停顿了一下。
And so the caller paused for a moment.
然后对方说呢，我待会再打过来好了，我需要跟懂这些东西的人呢谈一谈。
And then he said, "I'll call back. I need to talk to someone who knows things."
我们当中有一些人笑了，为什么我们笑？
Some of us laughed. Why?
因为呢，我们知道呢，有一些管理阶层，有一些领导的呢，他们不懂技术的。
Because we know managers may not know the technical aspects of a project.
但是我们忘记了，他却可以让事情发生。
But what we may forget.Is that they, that is the managers, they can cause things to happen, even though they may not know technical things about it.
我们圣经上所启示的神却不一样，他是全知全能的神。
But that's not how the God of the Bible is like, because He is all powerful and He does know everything.
你信的是这位神吗？
Is that the God that you believe in?
你找的是这位神吗？
Is that the God that you are seeking?
确信我们的代祷是有能力的，我们才能够成为别人的祝福。
So let's have that assurance that our prayers are powerful and effective and can be a blessing to others.
好，最后两节，雅各是怎么做结束的呢？
Finally, the last two verses, how is James ending his letter here?
第十九节，我的弟兄们，你们中间若有迷失真道的，有人使他回转。
Verse 19, my brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring him back.
你知道，失迷真道的不是指那个行为而已，而是呢，因为呢，在行为表现之前，嘴巴已经先承认了。
To wander from the truth does not just refer to your behavior or action contrary to truth, but indicates a heart, an attitude that's already.Far away from it.
我们嘴巴承认的时候呢，是表示说呢，我们心里呢已经是认同了。所以呢，你要知道，你要改一个人的行为很难。如果呢，我们不从他的观念，不从他的认知下功夫的话
，What we say with our mouth is an indication of what we think in our hearts. To change someone's action and behavior is actually more difficult than changing.Their concept and their mindset.
我们要从他的观念，从他的认知里头下手才可以。
Their understanding and their mindset is the point that we should start with, begin with.
严格来说，如果一个人知道说呢，他怎么样能够回到正路来的话呢，他不算是一个失迷的人。
Strictly speaking, if someone knows where what the truth is and how he has strayed from it, then it should not be difficult for that person to turn around.
因此呢，在这里讲到失迷的呢，他就是真的，他真的是不知道自己失迷的，他需要有一个知道正路的人来帮助他，来让他呢归回。回转归向神。
So the people referred to here as having wandered from the truth refer to those who do not know, actually know even what the truth is.
那到底这些失迷真道的有多么严重呢？
So then, how serious was it that for this to be to wander away from the truth?
那使失迷真道的回转到底有多重要呢？
How important is it to turn someone back?From wandering from the truth.
第二十节，这人该知道，叫一个罪人从迷路上转回，便是救了一个灵魂不死。新汉语译本的翻译可能会比较好一点，就是救那罪人的生命脱离死亡。
It's so important that it's characterized as this in verse 20. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death.
在这里呢，不是在讲那个肉体的生命，而是呢讲说呢脱离那种属灵的死亡，也就是呢脱离与神的隔绝。
Not just physical death of the flesh, but rather a spiritual death, a separation from God in the spirit.
你这样子叫他回转，叫他转回，就是救了他。
So if you turn that person around, you have rescued or saved that person from death.
第二十节最后，并且遮盖许多的罪。
Also, the end of verse 20, he also covers over a multitude of sins.
很可能是引用于箴言第十章十二节，恨能挑起争端，爱能遮掩一切过错。
This is likely invokes the teaching in Proverbs 10:12. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers over all.
所以二十节第二十节的行动呢，是完全是出自于爱。
So the action in verse 20 can only come from a source of love.
但是呢，在这里呢，有一个事情我们需要想想看的，可能比较难处理的，就是说呢，如果这个失迷真道的，他是得罪了你，那个人呢，没有按照圣经来对待你，甚至于呢，得罪了你。
One thing we need to remember and be careful about here that may be hard to do, that if someone who sins against you has done so by going against the biblical teaching and has offended you,
你怎么叫这个失迷真道的这个得罪你的人呢？叫他从迷路上转回。
So how can you then, being the offended party,can bring that offender, that person back from wandering from, away from the biblical truth.
你是用恨来对待他呢，还是你用爱来对待他？
Are you going to treat that person with hatred or love?
我们的行动通常会告诉我们，我们是在恨里头还是在爱里头。
What does our own action tell us? Is the action indicative of a hatred and resentment or of a love and care?
如果你没有用爱去回应的话，那是不是自己也已经走迷了，而自己不知道呢？
If our response, our reaction is not one of love, does that mean we ourselves also have wandered away from the truth?
二十节，第二十节，它的字面意思是说救一个人脱离死亡，在文法上面，它并没有讲说的是救谁脱离死亡。
The phrase in verse 20 merely states to save from death. The original text does not necessarily refer to saving a particular person, whoever that was, from death.
一般而言，我们会解释就是那一个救了那个犯罪的人。
Of course, our normal explanation is obviously we saved that offender, right? That person who have wandered away.From death.
但是呢，也可以是指呢，是指那个挽回犯罪的人。
But the reference can be more general. It can also refer to that person who is doing the rescuing, doing the saving.
所以呢，以爱的行动来挽回走迷的人，也就确保自己呢没有走迷。
So a person who acts in love also rescues, also saves from death, even saving themselves from death.
这个认知呢，敲醒了我。
Knowing, understanding this understanding woke me up.
你愿不愿意？你想不想成为别人的祝福？用爱的行动来挽回走迷的人。
Are you or are you not willing to bless others? If so, then use your actions of love to save others from death.
最后，我们要怎么来回应今天的信息呢？
And finally, what should our response be today to our message?
有一个怜悯的心，有一个怜悯的心呢，是成为别人祝福的开始。
Let's have a heart of compassion.And that's the beginning of to become a blessing to others.
基本上今天的经文还是跟说话话语有关系。
On a very basic fundamental level, our text today have to do with speaking.
一个祝福的价值是没有办法用金钱去衡量的。
The value of a blessing cannot be measured simply by monetary value.
它很可能会改变一个人的改变一个人的一生，还有改变许多人的生命。就好像这个小女孩对那个主人翁说：“明天会更好。”
It's very probable that it may have the power to change someone's entire life, just as that little girl's blessing changed that person's life.
所以呢，我们不要吝啬，我们不要吝啬给祝福，哪怕对方呢是一个陌生人。
So let's not be stingy about blessing others, even though that person may even be a stranger.
我们呢，很有可能在我们无意当中呢，所送出去的祝福呢，将会呢带给他一生的温暖和一生的幸福。
It's very likely that when we send out our blessings, no matter to whom, no matter consciously or unconsciously, may become a lifelong.Blessing to another person.
我们能够成为别人的祝福，也就表示说我们已经脱离了这个世界的捆绑，不再是自私自利了。
If we can become a blessing to others, that tells us that we now indeed have that liberty and freedom from the world.
怎么样能够成为别人的祝福呢？
How can we bless others?
怎么样的人能够成为别人的祝福呢？
Or what kind of people?Can become blessings to others.
在基督里新造的人才能够成为别人的祝福。
People who are newly created in Christ, they can be blessing to others.
我们一起祷告。